With that detail having been taken care of, we can now consider the little outline we have made. And the outline, again, is covered by three slides. That's the first one. Then we'll also look at another one with manifestation. And the manifestation will continue into the third slide. But for the first slide, we are looking at faithfulness, his faithfulness as Father. And we're going to look at it, first of all, what I've suggested as a heading, the origin and basis of the relationship between with God as our Father. And some suggestions are made. The brethren, no doubt, will have others to add to that. So that's our outline for the afternoon.
I'd just like to suggest quickly that the microphones, apart from mic 5, they have two switches, a mute button at the bottom and a power button at the top. Keep the mute button on at all times. That's up. And when we are finished with them, please turn it off. It might affect other things. So as you're finished with it, just turn off the top button.
The suggestion on the first bullet is that this relationship is based on new birth. That we are, first of all, introduced into God's family by way of a new birth. And I have written there John 3, not the whole chapter. I didn't take the verses out, but of course, I believe that we are well familiar with the teaching in that chapter, especially the first 7 or so verses where the Lord Jesus was speaking to Nicodemus in the chapter. And that's where we have the introduction of new birth, I believe, when the Lord Jesus said in verse 3 of John 3, you might turn to it then, as we start. It says, there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him. Jesus answered and said to him, most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said to him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born again. And I just pause there as the idea, the concept of new birth, is suggested to us in those verses. The teaching goes on, of course, and we eventually get down to that very famous verse, all known by all of us, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So that is presented as a starting point for us to enter into our discussion, brethren.
I think we must immediately understand and appreciate that this matter of new birth is a work that is absolutely divine. It has nothing to do with you or with me. And that's why I think, even though you didn't read verse 8 becomes a very important verse to help us appreciate the work of God in new birth, in that it says, the wind blows where it will, and thou hearest its voice, but knowest not whence it comes and where it goes. Thus is everyone that is born of the Spirit. That it is a work of the Spirit, exclusively the Spirit's work, making an impress upon a soul and bringing that soul ultimately into conditions of life or conditions related to God. And we get in Peter and in John, rather, this epistle there where he's born of God, the complete process. But here, I think John 3 must always be kept in its contextual setting that it is the exclusive work of the Spirit of God.
I wonder if we might not just step back a little and say something, though, about the expression itself, Father, because I believe that, and I think we are focusing here on relationship, but I think that there is the sense in which the Father is used, the expression Father is used in the Scripture as the originator of all things. And 1 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 6 speaks of, but to us there is but one God, the Father of whom are all things, the Father of whom are all things, and we in him and one Lord Jesus Christ, by whom are all things, and we by him. So there is the thought in relation to the Father that he is the originator, that he, everything cometh from him. And he is the source of all. In that respect, he is faithful as well. Is the one who is the source of all. And we can look to him. In James, it is every good and perfect gift cometh from him, whom there is no shadow of turning. So there is that sense in which his faithfulness is declared. But I suspect that the primary focus of our reading will be on the matter of relationship.
Yeah, but I think that's good, because understanding the source is very, very important, and how that source must be distinguished from what the man of the world or even the religious man of the world thinks today, that there is a universal character of Father. He's universally our Father, and so there's no issue. We don't need to have a relationship. He's already our Father. Well, this is distinctly and exclusively related to the Christian company.
And also, the relationship as Father, an understanding and appreciation of that relationship would help us to embrace more the thought of new birth. Because as our brother rightly said, there is that thought of this universality of fatherhood, and that brings us all into relationship with God. And as we know, that relationship was tarnished first by sin. And sin had touched everything. And so man, without the Lord Jesus Christ, cannot in fact claim that spiritual relationship with God. That has been tarnished, as we say, by sin. And the way back is through the Lord Jesus Christ. And we have dealt with him as Redeemer. And we have seen that he has paid that price in full and make it possible. The thought, therefore, of new birth would loom very large before us, because if there is that old relationship, we cannot appreciate new birth until we come by way of the cross, where we accept the Lord Jesus Christ as our personal Savior and recognize then and can appreciate the value of new birth.